China is turning back imports of coal from North Korea this week as apparent punishment for missile tests. That could open a door for U.S. coal exports to take up the slack. But then again, maybe it's not that simple. After banning imports of North Korean coal in late February, China started turning shipments away this week. Millions of tons of coal were sent back to North Korean shores. Largely, these were shipments of anthracite coal. S&P Global Market Intelligence's coal reporter Taylor Kirkendall is skeptical that this event will produce significant effects here in the U.S.
It's really not the kind of quality of coal that they're getting from North Korea that's largely anthracite, which is a really small part of our market, really not even produced that many places in the United States outside of Pennsylvania.
Coal producers have hoped that exports for steelmaking in China could prop up declining demand for coal in the U.S., but Kirkendall says U.S.-China relations aren't yet developed in a way that would guarantee any additional exports.
The U.S. might be able to work with China in some ways to try to do this, but I think there's a lot of political hurdles and other things there between China, Trump administration, that we just haven't really heard a whole lot about yet.
Production data from the U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration does indicate that both production and employment have increased so far this year. Some mines report production increases of 20% compared to this time last year and a 6% increase in employment. But again, Kirkendall says the overall downward trend in the coal industry is likely to continue.
The coal production and coal jobs have been rising for the past, say, 9 months or so. But I think that we're going to eventually see that level off and maybe even start declining again unless there's a significant change in natural gas prices.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling, West Virginia.